Mr. Speaker, I want to move that SO52 be suspended so the business of the House will continue being past 10. Comments.
Any seconder to that motion?
I so second.
All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Wednesday 25th and Thursday 26th April 2017.
Honorable members, before we proceed with consideration of this particular item on the order paper, I just want to draw attention to the fact that I have myself been through the record of votes and proceedings of the two sittings on the 25th and 26th of April, 2018. First of all, on the other paper, I see a mistake there, talks about 2017, taking us back a year back. I think there is a typographical error there on the other paper. You should read the 25th and 26th of April 2018 instead of 2017. That is not the only error. I noticed quite a number of errors in the record. I would want to invite honorable members, since this is the first record of the session, since the publication of your names in the Official Gazette, to check the correct spelling of your names for the guidance of the officials of this House. If you wish, we can proceed with consideration of that item, or we can defer consideration of that item to the next sitting to ensure that the proper corrections are made. However, if it is your wish to do the corrections, here in the well of the House, then we shall so proceed. But I will prefer in future for the officials who prepare records of the proceedings of this House to ensure that they are properly and correctly prepared and presented to the House. As I said, I have been through the records myself this morning and noticed a number of mistakes in them. I do hope in future such mistakes will not repeat themselves. We'll follow the practice that this House has been following, but I do hope we will depart from that practice in future. We'll go through page by page, and as I said, I will more particularly invite honorable members to pay attention to the spelling of their names. If I see no contrary comment, we shall so proceed. The attendance, page 1. Any corrections? No, honorable member behind you. Chief. Chief has the floor.
Honorable Speaker, I am Paramount Chief by Faroma Tas Bubu Angbak, 4th of Magbema Chiefdom, Gambia District. My name is not correctly spelled here, number 6. Honorable Bubu Angbak. Angbak is N-G-B-A-K. N-G-B-A-K. 4th, then P-C Bak. Bye. The bye is absent. B-A-I by Faramatas. Hang back, N-G-B-A-K. Absent. It's absent here. B-A-I, which is very important for us, the Itimini people. The bye is the paramount chief for the king.
Thank you, Honorable Paramount Chief. Any other correction on that page? The Honorable Member in front of the Paramount Chief.
Mr. Speaker, my name is Commander Komba Masamayao. Masamayao has been omitted. Spelling for Masamayao, M-A-N-S-A-M-A-Y-A-O.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Let me concentrate on the Paramount Chiefs first, if you don't mind. Paramount Chief, the next one.
Mr. Speaker, my name is P.C. Baishebua Shebagore III of Kafulom Chiefdom, Potlako District. The Sheba is not S-E-H-B-A. It's S-H-E-B-A.
The next Paramount Chief, please.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. My name is Kande, P.C. Kande Wususise, the second, but here is the third. So please, I'm not the third Paramount Chief in Sada Tedari Chiefdom from Kabine District. Thank you.
Yeah. My name is not properly spelled here, especially the final. F-I-N-O-H. It is not double N, just one N. F-I-N-O-H instead of F-I-N-N-O-H. Thank you.
If somebody rises to make correction on his or her name, they should quote the number first. So go to our name.
So anymore on page one. By the way, if you rise to correct your name, please cite the number on the page bearing your name when you are making your correction so that the clerks will take note appropriately. No? Yes?
Mr. Speaker, one. My name is Abdul. The titles is omitted.
Mr. Speaker, on page one, number 33. My name's Quentin Salia Connor, but the epilogical layout is not really correct. Salia Connor should be a compound surname. The morphological layout is correct.
I'm sure the clerk has taken note. Shall we proceed? Any further corrections to be made on page one? Honorable member.
Mr. Speaker, page two.
No, we are.
Page one, sorry.
Let's try and complete page one before we proceed to
page
two.
I'm on page two, sorry.
Page one, yes.
Mr. Speaker, page one, number 28. Honorable Hafiju, Kanja Hafiju M. The M should be MADA, M-A-A-D-A.
Thank you.
Any more corrections on page one? Page one still, yes. Honorable member.
Mr. Speaker, page one, number seven. The spellings are correct, but the sequence in which the names appear is not correct. It should be Abdullahi Usman Charles instead of Charles Usman Abdullahi.
So your first name is what?
Charles.
And
Abdullahi is the surname.
Very well. Is that the last correction to be made on page one? Shall we then proceed to page two? Any corrections? Yes, let me start with the honorable member at the back there.
Mr. Speaker, page 2, number 72. Lavali Shombe is a compound surname. So it should be Lavali Shombe Dominic J.
Next.
Honorable Speaker, page 2, 75. Honorable Vande Kekura Christopher. The Christopher is misspelled. It should be P-H-A. The A is omitted. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, my name is Williams Lamin Joseph.
Number
37. It should be Honorable Williams Lamy Joseph. It's a company name, sir.
Next.
Mr. Speaker, my name is Busti Munda, page 2, number 53. Munda is spelled M-U-N-D-A. A is omitted. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, page 2, number 41. My name is Ambrose Mada Lebi. The matter is omitted.
Mr. Speaker, page 269. It's Songa Bernadette Wiata. Not Wiata Bernadette. So it's Songa Bernadette Wiata. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, if the sequence of names on this list is the surnames first, then page 2, line 52, it should read Edwin Moses Andrew. Page 2, line 52.
Mr. Clerk, do take note. Next.
Mr. Speaker, I'm concerned about the arrangements of my name. It should read Gevau Hindolo Mueu. 51. Gevau Hindolo Mueu.
Mr. Speaker, my name should be Sam Sapol. Number 56. It should be Sam Sapol instead of Paul Sassam. Thank you.
Sorry, what number did you say?
56.
Okay.
Mr. Speaker, page 2, number 43. My name should be the Makiri Yusuf, Honorable Makiri Yusuf. But here is Honorable Makiri Chusufu. Is not correct. That's why it's Yusuf. It should be Y-U-S-U-F. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, my 61. My surname is given as Sam. I am Sama, S-A-M-A. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, my name is Emilia Lolo Tongi. The L is omitted.
What number, madam?
Number 721. Number 721. It's L-O-L-L-O-H.
Are we through with that page? Shall we move on then? Page 3.
Page 3. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, page 3, the heading reads, the following honorable members of parliament designate we are present. Mr. Speaker, they are absent. Page 3. Oh, they are not.
Thank you. That's a very important observation and correction.
The word text in it was used by the clerk of parliament. He
they did not take oath on that day, but they were here as strangers. So they used the word designate. And I think this one should stand, sir, Mr. Speaker. Sure. Not members of parliament, but designate. That is the semantics. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, page 3, number 18, my middle name, Uri, is omitted. Page 3, number 18, it should be Usman Uri Jallo. It should be Usman Uri Jallo, sir, instead of Usman Jallo. Especially so, sir, as I've observed, there are two Usman Jallos in this parliament, one from the APC and one from the SLPP. One is Wuro and I am Uri. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Speaker, point of order, sir. We at CF, we don't have two Usman Uri Jallo in the, Usman Jallo in the house. We only have one Usman Jallo. They have not yet taken oath, so I don't subscribe to that. I want every member to paraphrase his statement. Thank you.
Any more corrections on page 3? I see none. Shall we move on then? Page 4. I see none. No corrections on page 4. Page 5.
Mr. Speaker, your name is stated as Bindu. It should be Bindu. Thank you.
I thank the honorable member for that correction. Any other correction? We're on page 5. Page 6.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, on page 6, my name is mentioned twice. I am raising a point on the second mention of my name. I read, it is stated here that Honorable Shaka Musa Sama insisted and asked for a review on the composition of the committee. It's incomplete, Mr. Speaker. I did not insist. I want my statement to be reported as follows. Honorable Shaka Musa Sama further appealed that a review of the composition of the committee be made to include the leadership of the independent MPs. That was exactly what I said. To say I insisted is not correct. I appealed. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. Yes. I don't know if the document you have is what we have, or what we are looking at. We have two documents. We are looking at page 6, where you have the names of Mrs. Kadi Kalon, Nii Davis. That is what we have. I don't know what you have.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, we are only looking at one. There are two documents before us. We are looking at one document, not two documents. Okay, on page 6.
The document we are looking at presently is the one dated the 25th of April, 2018.
Thank you. Yeah.
Page 6. Let's move on then. Page 7.
Mr. Speaker, page 7, the last name is not Honorable Sir Matthew Numa, it's Honorable Matthew Wanti Sir Numa. Matthew Sir Numa, Wanti.
Any more corrections to that page?
Mr. Speaker, here my name is, my first name is given as Shaka, S-H-A. I am Shaka, S-H-I-A-K-A. Shaka, not Shaka. Thank you.
Any more? Page 8. Page 9.
Mr. Speaker, my name is misspelled. Page 9, the last name is supposed to be S-A-A, Sir, the native Sir. I'm not the British, S-A-H-R. The native Sir, S-A-A.
Mr. Speaker, second to number 4 on the bottom page, it's we at with a double T.
Any more corrections? Page 10, then.
On page 9, Mr. Speaker, I was standing up, Mr. Speaker. Again, there's misspelling of my name as Shaka. Thank you.
Any more corrections to be made?
Mr. Speaker, I have a comment. I've seen it that certain statements are made and details are left out. I want to suggest that a summary of details be given. For example, on page 9, it is stated that the following honorable members contributed to the debate. Nothing is included on what actually they said. It's very dangerous, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, thank you.
If there are no further corrections to be made, can I get somebody to move for the adoption?
Mr. Speaker, I move that the amendments from page 1 up to page 9 be adopted by this House as amended. Up to page 9. There was no amendment for page 10. Up to page 9.
Any seconder?
Yeah, I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, the question is that the record of votes and proceedings for Wednesday, the 25th April 2018, as amended, be approved. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those against, say nay. The ayes have it. Let's move on to the second record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, the 26th of April. Fine. We need not repeat the correction to the names. I'm sure the clerk will take due note of the corrections made earlier. and effect corrections, if any, to this second record. So therefore, we'll skip pages 1, 2, 3, and 4. Taking into account the corrections already made, they will be reflected in this record as well. I see no objection to that. So shall we move on to page 5 then? Any corrections? Mr. Clark, let me have the record that I gave you. Because I have made my own corrections on the record that I gave you. I've even marked them, but make them please when you finalize the record, okay? Thanks to Honorable Sama, I just wish to draw attention to a misspelling of my surname on page 5. I hope due note will be taken of that. Fine, shall we move on to page 6 then?
Mr. Speaker, like I said earlier, I'm reported as Honorable Shaka Musa Sama insisted. The grounds on which I was insisting was not stated. I want to be reported as follows. Honorable Shaka Musa Sama further appealed that a review of the composition of the committee be made to include the leadership of the independent MPs. That's what I said.
Speaker, I think if it is recorded that way, the context of what he said on that day will be changed. If I recall vividly, his contention was he wanted his own name included because as by their arrangement, he's being elected as leader of the independent candidates and not the name of Honorable Connie. That was what he was trying to, that was the sense that he was trying to make on that day, that his own name should be included, him being elected as leader of the independent candidate. There was no question as to whether a member of the independent candidate's name was included or not, because Honorable Kwane's name was already on the list, and he was contesting that one.
Mr. Speaker, sir, I'm sure my only member was not listening. We have gone over that. What I'm saying, I did not say my name. I said the name of the leadership of the independent should be included. That's what I've said. What he's saying is what I've said. That the leadership of the independent should be included. I did not say my name. I said the leadership of the independent. Now the time Honorable Dixon said there's no leadership with the independent. We are just saying you are not listening, Honorable Member from Kayan. You are not listening.
Mr.
Honorable Member, I would like you to refer me to the relevant SO that deals with that particular matter in terms of recognizing the leadership of independent members.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, when laws are made, you are a lawyer, they are intense, okay? In this house, you have different groupings. You have the paramount chiefs that come from different districts. For ease of what? Access, they have got a leadership. Same with the other political parties. Mr. Speaker, I'm sure you agree with me that The last independence candidates probably were in this parliament over 50 years ago. So all those documents that we have put together less than 50 years ago did not include anything about the independence candidates save for the constitution. So we sat as elected members representing over 40,000 Sierra Leoneans who voted for us to come here and who voted for His Excellency the President. We thought it fits
Mr. Speaker,
that.
Point of order, 34-1.
I was just answering your question, Mr. Speaker. But for the interruption.
Yes, point of order.
Here is a house of legality, not illegality. Mr. Speaker asked a question. Can you please show us the standing order provision in the Constitution so that you can educate this house about where there is provision for independent candidate to have leadership? Because you are not doing it because you are making a hypothetical case. You are not giving us the provision in the Constitution standing order. That's what Mr. Speaker asked for. So we are looking forward to that, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Also rises on 34-1.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Speaker, I think it's very unfortunate that the honorable member should compare himself or independent to the primary chiefs. It's unfortunate. I hope he will draw that statement because the primary chiefs are constitutionally seated in this way. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, you're a lawyer, and my intention is very good. I have no intention to I'll just give an example of groupings in parliament. I quoted the primary chiefs who are non-partisan. My intention is good, Mr. Speaker. I was appealing that our group should be recognized since the three of us have written a letter to your office asking for recognition. My intention is very good, Mr. Speaker. That way you can easily access us. For the committee, I have no problem with my brother in that committee.
Mr. Speaker.
So my intention is very good, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, can you please tell the honorable member to answer your question?
How can I answer when you're interrupting me? How do I answer when you cannot give me a chance to answer? Okay, this is a competition, Mr. Speaker. No, address the speaker, please. Address the speaker.
The correctness of the record of any speech or seeks to make any material change in the record, Mr. Speaker shall rule thereupon and shall direct publication of the speech in accordance with his ruling. It shall be communicated to the member concerned and shall be final. So if he seeks to make a change, he can so do. If he seeks to make a change, by SO 12.
Honorable member,
12-1D.
There is no difficulty whatsoever with regard to the correction of your name on the record, but I really want to be guided here by your good self. By referring me to the SO that recognizes not your presence as an independent member of parliament, but as a grouping, such as we recognize under the law members of parliament representing political parties or honorable paramount chiefs as a group.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, before I comment, I want to say it here, Mr. Speaker, that this is not a competition. We are all here in good faith. I'll just make a suggestion that will make it easier for this parliament to function with regards to accessing what? Different groups. Mr. Speaker, you agree with me that there's a book that is bigger than what the standing orders, and that is the Constitution. The Constitution recognizes the existence of independent MPs, or I will not be here. So if the Constitution says we should exist, and we are here as a group, I was just appealing that our leadership be recognized. Because even...
So if he wants to change the system...
I was waiting for your attention, Mr. Speaker.
You have it.
Mr. Speaker, we are dealing with two main books here, Mr. Speaker. Thank God you are a lawyer. We have the standing orders and the Constitution, 1991. The Constitution recognizes the existence of independent what, MPs. That is why we are here. I was just saying, since we are here, we are more than what? One, there are three of us. And we agreed unanimously that we should have a leadership. I was just appealing to your good offices that our leadership be recognized. Because even when we had what meetings, we are called as a group. So I'm appealing. This is not a competition. I'm appealing that we be recognized. And the intention is good. When the intention is good, Mr. Speaker, I think the leadership of this parliament has the moral obligation to give us what is there. Because the Constitution gives us the right to associate. This is about expressing our right, our constitutional right to associate, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much.
Mr. Speaker.
Honorable Member, a little while ago, you made a correction to the record when the word insisted was used against your name and your contribution. And you said, no, you were not insisting, you were appealing. But you seem to be reversing that now. You seem to be insisting now. Are you?
Mr. Speaker, I said that it was said that I insisted without stating the reason why I did so. I prefer for it to be written as I appeal. As I speak before you, I'm appealing, Mr. Speaker. It's not about insisting, I'm appealing. To appeal is different from to insist. I prefer to be recorded as appealing to your office to allow us to associate as this stated in the Constitution. It's our constitutional right, Mr. Speaker. And you are a lawyer. Thank you.
A deputy leader, the other one is a whip. So all three of them are leaders, my honorable speaker. When we were constituting the selection committee of selection, we ensured that we had a member of independent members of parliament. They are included. Your membership, the other person whose name is also a member of your leadership. So I don't know exactly what you are talking about recognizing your leadership, because the person that is here as a member of the selection committee is a member of your leadership. So please, I need clarification. Thank you.
Honorable member.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
While you try to answer that question, maybe you would like to enlighten this House as to the common feature that exists between the three independent members of Parliament that will qualify you for recognition either as a group or a caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much, sir. One, we are not elected on partisan basis. We are elected not on based on 444. We are elected by virtue of our merit. Okay, that is one. And two, Mr. Speaker, we have heard... Yes.
So was every other member.
I agree with you, Mr. Speaker.
There is nothing unique about it.
No problem, Mr. Speaker. Election. I agree with you, Mr. Speaker. I agree with you, definitely. I agree with you. Mr. Speaker, say, secondly, we knew we have the constitutional right to associate, to form associations based on good intentions, Mr. Speaker. We've held over three meetings, the three independent candidates, and we agreed that we should come here as a group. There are so many advantages to that, Mr. Speaker. If, for example, you want to have a meeting with us, you want to refer to us, you can do so through the leadership, like all the other parliamentary groupings. So we've held several meetings, Mr. Speaker, and three, we've agreed on certain principles. Okay, those principles are binding us, Mr. Speaker. Then maybe, and finally, Mr. Speaker, we wrote a letter to you informing your office, Mr. Speaker, that we are coming as a group. We work together for a national group, Mr. Speaker. And I want to also say this, Mr. Speaker. Our intention is very good. We are not forming a group or a leadership to obstruct the operations of this House, Mr. Speaker. We want, like all other groups, to be recognized so that we can have a leadership that will be helpful to this parliament, Mr. Speaker. It's not a competition. I'm appealing. And the intention is very good. I want you to look at the intention, Mr. Speaker. And I want to... And before we started the sittings, all MPs that wanted to meet with us invited us as a group. I'm even surprised now that the same people who invited us as a group are now against our coming together. This is a shock, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, thank you.
What was
the SO 32-3. Mr. Speaker,
Mr. Speaker is addressing the House, or when the chairman is addressing a committee thereof, any member there standing shall immediately resume his seat. I was seeing when you are addressing Honorable Samuel, you are still standing. I just want him to take recognition of SO 32-3. That when once the speaker is talking, any member standing should say, I'm not addressing, I'm not addressing the speaker. Let the speaker answer me, not you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, sit down is a process. Sitting down is a process. I cannot just stand and just sit down. I have to lower my height gradually before I take my seat. I'll sit down. Thank you. It's a process. Thank you.
Madam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, you know, it's a question with you, but you don't turn it into this.
Mr. Speaker. Point of order. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, because of time, I think we have wasted so much time on this, and I think the honorable wants to make this argument controversial. And I believe, as independent, I just want the honorable member not to define it here now, but to define what is independent. Independent, to me, is you. So they are all, as you heard from my leader, he has said, everybody is a leader. The three independents. So I don't think we have to belabor on this. We have so much things to do. So, Mr. Speaker, I want to move that we lay this thing to rest. Thank you.
Honorable member, I can't agree more. I would want us to recognize the existence of independent members of Parliament in this House. There are three of them. There are three independent members, but I cannot see any common thread that would qualify them to be recognized beyond the recognition of them as individual independent members. So I'm afraid the appeal that you made will stay as an appeal. It's under consideration. Thank you. Shall we then proceed to the next page? Page 7.
Mr. Speaker, I say question put and agreed to. I think it should read question put and agreed on.
Mr. Speaker, just a point of observation. I think the honorable member here did pass a motion for that honorable issue to be closed, and I haven't had any seconder or whatever. Please, that's just a point of observation. Thank you.
No, let us leave that. She did not insist on that. I think the honorable member, independent member there, fully recognized the point that I made, and let the issue stay at that, without further discussion. It is under active consideration. And I hope in due course, as your numbers increase, if at all, consideration will be given to the issue that you raised. For now, let us proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Without further interruption.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Page 8. No corrections. Can someone move for the adoption, please, of the record and proceedings? The record of votes and proceedings, please.
I so move, Mr. Speaker.
Any seconder? Any seconder?
I so second the motion, Mr. Speaker.
Honourable members, the question is that the record of the votes and proceedings of the House for Thursday, 26th April 2018, as amended, be approved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Wednesday 25th and Thursday 26th April 2018 respectively have been adopted. Swearing in of elected members of parliament. Third schedule of the 1991 Constitution of Sierra Leone.
Any members designate that wish to be sworn in today?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Please come forward.
You are about to take the oath of office as duly elected member of parliament, a PC MP. I said as PC MP.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
I would rather you tell us what the PC stands for.
A Paramount Chief Member of Parliament, PCMP.
Because PC could also stand for Police Constable.
When I say I, you call out your name and you repeat after me. I.
PC Baikur Kanagbaro Sanka III. Having been elected a member of parliament.
Do hereby. In the name of God swear. That I will bear true faith and allegiance. To the Republic of Sierra Leone as by law established. That I will uphold. And defend. The Constitution of Sierra Leone. And that I will faithfully. And conscientiously. Discharge the duties of a member of parliament. So help me God. having sworn to the oath of office as duly elected Paramount Chief Member of Parliament, I hereby hand over your package to you. This package contains your constitution, your standing orders, and your prayers as usual. Thank you. And Mr. Speaker, we wish to say a word of congratulations to you.
Honorable Paramount Chief, on behalf of the House, I heartily welcome you back to this House. You are no stranger to this House. You've been here on many previous occasions. I must say I'm particularly heartened to see you take the oath of office and join the House, as indeed you were duly elected to do. I sincerely hope that those who are yet to follow your example will, in due time, not too long from now, see wisdom in following your brilliant steps of moving into the House and taking the oath of office and becoming a properly seated Member of Parliament. I thank you. You're most welcome.
Announcement of Sessional Select Committee.
Committees. Before the announcement of the Sessional Committees, I want to move a motion on rising on SO 82. To move that in these standing orders, wherever the world's majority leader and minority leader appear, they be substituted by the world's leader of government business and leader of the opposition, respectively.
Any seconder to that motion? Honourable members, the question is that wherever in the standing orders the world's majority leader and minority leader appear, that those words be substituted by the words leader of government business and leader of the opposition, respectively, be approved by the Honorable House. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those against, say nay. The ayes have it. This, I think, needs repetition. It is an amendment to the standing orders where the words majority leader and minority leader have been used, and I know previously that is the nomenclature everyone has become accustomed to. Circumstances have now led us to introduce a new nomenclature of leader of government business and leader of the opposition. And so it shall be from now henceforth. I thank you, Honorable Member, for making that amendment to the standing orders.
Mr. Speaker, in fulfillment of Section 93, 1 and 2 of the Constitution, in tandem with SO 70, I do hereby read the following committees and their members. 1. Committee of Selection. Honorable Speaker, Chairman. Honorable CDM Tunis, Deputy Chairman. Opposition Leader of APC, Member. Honorable Sir Emerson Lamin, now Member. Honorable Dr. Kande K. Yumkela, Member. Honorable Veronica Kadisese, Member. Honorable Kritin Salia Kone, Member, and the Clerk of Parliament, Member. Secretary to the Committee. Standing Orders Committee. Honorable Speaker, as the Chairman. Honorable Sengepor Thomas, Deputy Chair, that's the Deputy Speaker. Honorable Matthew Numa, Member. Opposition Leader, Member of APC, Honorable Dixie M. Rogers, Member, Honorable CDM Tunis, Member, Honorable Musa Fofana, Member, and one APC Member. Public Petition Committee, Honorable Speaker, Member, Chairman, the Opposition Leader of the APC, that's what I'm saying, Opposition Leader, Member, Deputy Chairman, Honorable CD Tunis, Member, Dr. Kande Kole Yumkela, Member, Honorable Sir MRC, Member, Honorable Nene Lebi, Member, House Committee, Honorable Speaker, Chairman, Honorable CDM Tunis, Deputy Chairman, Opposition Leader, APC Member. Honorable Matthew Numa, Member. Honorable Dixie M. Rogers, Member. APC, names yet to be supplied. Honorable PC Sheriff Ali Badara, Member. Business Committee. Honorable CDM Tunis, Chairman. Opposition Leader, APC, Deputy Chairman, Honorable Sir Emerson Lamina, Member, Honorable Dixon Rogers, Member, Honorable Matthew Numa, Member, Honorable PC Ali Balasama Maradi III, Member. Committee on Appointment and Public Service, Honorable CDM Tunis, Chairman, Honorable Matthew Numa, Deputy Chairman. Honorable Thomas Solomon Sengepo, Member. Honorable Dixon Momo Rogers, Member. Opposition Leader, APC, Member. Honorable Veronica Kadisese, Member. Honorable Bashir Siliki, Member. Honorable Emilia Lulu Tongi, Member. Honorable Sir Emerson Lamin, Member. Mr. Leader. Member. Honorable Dr. Kande K. Yumkela, Member. Honorable PC Balasama III, Mara III, Member. Honorable Paul Sir Sam, Member. And four other membership have been reserved for the APC. Mr. Chairman, I do hereby submit the committees and the names for the approval of the House. Thank you very much.
Request.
Any seconder to the motion just moved by the Honorable Chief Whip?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, the question is that the members of the various committees mentioned by the Honorable Chief Whip, namely the Committee of Selection, the Standing Orders Committee, Public Petition Committee, House Committee, Business Committee, and the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service, and the membership thereof as announced by the Honorable Member be approved. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it. Any announcements?
Mr. Speaker, I stand on announcement. Sorry.
Announcement. There will be a very important meeting for members of parliament from both districts immediately after adjournment at in committee room number 1, signed Honorable Nene Lebi.
All members of the Sierra Leone People's Party are to meet in committee room 1 immediately after sitting. Thanks, signed Honorable Matthew Sanyuma, Deputy Leader. Members of the Appointment Committee are invited to a meeting immediately after sitting in the office of the Leader of Government Business, signed Honorable Sidi Tunis. Members of the Appointment Committee will commence the interview of presidential nominees at 1 p.m. today in Committee Room 1, signed Honorable Muhammad M. Tunis. Sidi Muhammad Tunis, Chairman, Appointment Committee and Leader of this House.
Members of Parliament to know that Committee Room 1 is a very busy room. Therefore, whenever they want to have meeting, let them consult the clerk. Because now, by the announcement, we have almost 2 meetings there immediately. And thereafter, the Appointment Committee is going to meet there. So let them be consulting the clerk so they will tell them which room is vacant.
Anymore?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I stand on SO 23, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, we all know that members present has taken their oaths, and up to today, we have not received our MP plates, and the public possibly may want to see the MP flying the road again. So, I advise whosoever is in charge of those MP plates should do that ASAP. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As soon as possible.
Any more SO23s? SO23 gives new members an opportunity. To bring to the notice of the House any matters that they may consider important. This is an opportunity for you to do so now.
Hello.
I'm Honorable Abu Kemokai from Constituency 103, Pujon District. My concern on SO23 as a standing order is the mic situation here. We've realized that this sitting position here, we cannot able for to use the mic because it is not functioning. And it is a concern. I want to bring that to the notice of the House, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, as you rightly observed that some of us are coming in today, we only received minutes this morning, and therefore they didn't have adequate time to peruse. So we are appealing that we are given dates that we should be checking our pigeonholes so that we can collect relevant documents to read before we come to the well.
Honorable members, I just want to announce, especially for the new members of parliament, that whatever borders on the welfare of members of parliament should be communicated with the office of the clerk for immediate action. Okay? Thank you.
It appears as if the list of honorable members wishing to take the floor under SO23 has been exhausted so quickly. Well, in that case, if I see none, this House stands adjourned to tomorrow, Friday, the 4th of May, 2018, at 10 a.m.